According to many economists, the root cause of this week's worldwide market upheaval is the widespread view that the United States is at risk of a recession after 4 years of moderate to robust growth. Such fears have been stoked by recent reports of a slowdown in the economy, rising unemployment, and no end in sight to a credit crunch, as well as a weakened U.S. housing market. But are the fears justified? Maybe, but probably not, according to Congressional Budget Office Director Peter Orszag.
The bottom line is that the risk of recession is substantially elevated, but CBO expects a period of unusually weak growth rather than outright recession. Growth for the year as a whole of under 2% and a rise in the unemployment rate to an average of 5.1% during 2008.
Orszag was speaking before the House Budget Committee. Before the committee met, one member, Democratic Representative Jim Cooper, predicted Washington will act soon to boost the economy in the form of a federal stimulus package, with its centerpiece likely to be rebate checks for U.S. taxpayers.
I think you're going to see Democrats and Republicans, the White House and Congress, putting about a 1% stimulus into this economy. Hopefully the checks can be in people's hands by the spring, at the latest by June. That's what the IRS says that they can do.
Recent days have seen a flurry of discussions between congressional leaders and White House officials in an attempt to craft the package with a current estimated price tag of about $150 billion. But some on Capitol Hill are raising concerns about the plan. Paul Ryan is the ranking Republican on the Budget Committee.
I am concerned that in our rush to help, we will talk ourselves into a quick feel-good hit today. They will leave us with a bigger budgetary hangover tomorrow. We need to understand that we simply cannot spend our way to prosperity. I am particularly concerned that Congress will be tempted to use the excuse of fiscal stimulus to push through a wish list of new spending, further worsening our budget outlook and our nation's economic future.
To date, there appears to be bipartisan consensus that any package should be quickly implemented and brief in duration. A quick financial jolt to spur consumer and business spending. But will it work? CBO Director Orszag says the economic bounce resulting from the last stimulus package, enacted in 2001 as the United States was slipping into recession, proved to be greater than many economists had predicted. He added that lower-income Americans are more likely to quickly spend any tax rebate, while the wealthy are more likely to save or invest the extra cash. The larger question of whether a recession can be avoided with or without a stimulus package is a matter of debate. Eric Schoenberg is managing editor of Money Magazine.
It's really hard to know what will happen. A lot depends on, in fact, almost all of it depends on whether financial institutions can work themselves out of this credit crunch and begin lending again and restore confidence and put money to work in the economy.
Already, the U.S. Central Bank has acted to make it easier for consumers and businesses to secure loans. Tuesday, the Federal Reserve lowered a key interest rate by 0.75%, and many economists predict further rate cuts will be forthcoming. But if a global economic turndown is to be averted, some believe central banks in Europe and elsewhere will have to follow the Fed's lead. Art Hogan is chief market strategist at the global investing house Jefferies & Company.
When you see the Fed getting aggressive, you hope that's going to be something that's in a synchronized fashion with other industrialized nations, in particular the ECB and the Bank of England. That not happening yet has been a disappointment in the marketplace, and we're seeing some selling pressure because of that.
For a second straight day, U.S. markets opened sharply lower, with oil prices down. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.